Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Someone once asked me, if you were to write a parenting book, what would you call it? And without hesitation, I said, show up. Show up. When we can learn to show up for our kids, for our partners, for our coworkers, for our community, we do better. You know, showing up fully, putting our own baggage down, our own dreams or thoughts of who we should be and what we need and all that stuff that we carry around so often, and just show up fully for someone else. I think it's when we do our best, when we're most available, most open. So as with everything that I talk about, we can train in this, we can practice, we can tune and tone our systems to be more available to show up for life. And in showing up for others, you know, it just inevitably helps us to be more present and to show up for ourselves. So it's like this circular, constantly circular path that we're on. It's not linear. It's not, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get that and then that's going to happen. No way. It just doesn't happen like that. So we're constantly looking at this diamond called our life's experience from different angles, seeing life from a different, slightly, subtly different angle gives us a whole new perspective on life and this brilliant journey that we're all on. So today I want to talk to you about showing up and how we do that and what kind of training. How do you train in showing up for your life? I mean, this moment is right here and, you know, it's going to be gone in a second. How do I train to be here more fully right now? Well, there's so many ways we can do that. And today I'm going to give you just a really simple task. Today, can you do three things really, really well? Can you just do three things in a way where you're fully engaged? And I'm not talking big things. I'm talking little things. And so we're going to talk about that as we head into this episode. Showing up, being fully engaged. Sometimes when I speak with athletes, train athletes, I call it being fiercely focused on exactly what you're doing. Not in an effortful way, but in a way that you are embodied, engaged, available, open, right here, right now. So let's talk about some possibilities. And I'm not talking big things. The big things come. This is why we train, right? We step up and we do our batting practice, right? We practice our scales on the piano. We practice the basic skills over and over and over again so that we become more adept and more able to then practice the more challenging things. So we got to start somewhere. And listen, we're all doing great things every day. I mean, if you're waking up, you're putting 2 feet on the floor, brushing your teeth and headed out the door, you're doing something right. So as always, in all of the stuff that I teach, you know, this isn't about saying what you're telling you, you know, that you're broken and go fix yourself. We got so much going on that is right about us. So it's about fine tuning. This journey to realizing our potential is about fine tuning. It's about finding the knobs and the levers, once again, that are already there. We've just forgotten that they're right in front of our face. So today we're just talking about doing three things really well. It can be cooking dinner, right? Taking the time to turn all the devices off and to just be there to cook dinner from a place of presence and curiosity and creativity, right? And then just presenting dinner in a really beautiful way for your family, for yourself. This is what I'm talking about. It's stepping up to the plate and doing a few things really well. It could be just taking the time during a meeting to really listen to that coworker you're supporting, or really leaning in and offering up an idea at a meeting where normally, more habitually, you'd hold back and not infuse your opinion, right? It's perhaps taking the walk after dinner without the iPhone blaring in your ear. So what are those three things that you're going to do today that you're going to do really, really well? I've talked in the past about the 5-minute journal I use in the morning based on Tim Ferriss's 5-minute journal. I'll put the link in the show notes. Every morning, I ask myself a couple of questions. First of all, I list three things I'm grateful for, you know, not just like your rote stuff, but, and sometimes it is rote, like the sunshine, the spring air, which isn't rote at all, but, you know, the things that we look past often. Three things I'm grateful for, three ways I'm going to make the day great. And so this is what I'm talking about. How am I going to make today great? How am I going to show up and shine for three things? And they don't have to be the biggies, like, you know, outlining your TED Talk. It could be showing up for your child after school to sit down with them for 10 minutes to really listen about, you know, how their day was. Or, you know, fill in the blank. We all know what we need to do. So three ways you can make today great. And then at the end of the day, you can talk about, and the end of the day practices are, what was great today? How did I shine? And then also, how could it have been better? And this isn't to, you know, slap yourself on the butt or, you know, berate yourself or feel badly or make yourself feel unworthy. It's about just looking at, okay, well, what could have been better today? How could I have showed up more fully? How could I have connected more deeply? That's it. So we're just being honest. This is about fine tuning, not about big, you know, the big bad things that we're not able to do, or, you know, ways that we compare ourselves with others. So, how can I make today great? And then at the end of the day, what was great and how could have been better? Sometimes I just list it as victories. What were my victories today? You know, my victories was that, you know, yesterday I held a conference call online with a bunch of teachers, and we laughed and we co-created. We came up with some fantastic ideas. And so that was a huge victory. Because there was flow, there was creation, there was connection, there was lightness and joy, and we got some real work done. Awesome, right? One, check, good stuff. So every day it's going to be different, and that's where we look at this prism, right? This jewel, this multifaceted diamond called our lives, and we don't just focus on what the world thinks of as success, right? Our successes can come in the very small things, like connecting with the person, you know, when you got your coffee, or making someone smile, giving a compliment to somebody just authentically, sincerely. Let's just look at life from so many different perspectives. We get so stuck in tunnel vision, right? All right. So, do three things really, really well. This is a training in being excellent. It's excellent for yourself, by the way. We're not talking excellent in how the outside world views you, because screw that, really. You know, this is your life. Be excellent for yourself. It gives you energy. Knowing that you're showing up and shining for a couple of things every day gives you energy. It empowers you, right? That's what empowering, being empowered means. It enlightens you. It fires you up to go forth and set the world on fire. the next day and the next day. So we start small, stay steady, and we build. There's momentum in the small things, everyone. Let's start with the small stuff. How can you shine in three ways today? So we're training to be excellent. There are a couple of ways. I'm just going to throw some stuff out. Create, contribute, connect. What can I create today? So I'm not saying you have to do all three things. I'm just throwing some kindling wood out there for you. What can I create today that's going to make me shine? So creating a dinner, right? Creating a spreadsheet, you know, that's going to help others at the office analyze some data. That's going to help overall, you know, things function better. You know, creativity doesn't always mean, you know, paint to palette. It can mean so many things. And we've got to broaden our, you know, our vision of what creativity means. You know, creating. What can I create? How can I connect? And this is something I think about in the morning when I'm going through my Make Today Great. Who am I going to meet today? Do I have a specific phone call or meeting? Or, you know, maybe it's a social event. How can I connect? To pause, to get out of my own way, to get off my agenda, to really listen to others, to really connect and support somebody at work, somebody in my life. Maybe it's taking the time out of my day to make that phone call, not just a text, right? A phone call to the friend you haven't connected with in a while. I know in my life, I have a lot of friends that have recently lost parents. And so I try to connect with them just to check in. How's it going? How you doing? Not always perfect. I'm sorry out there, but I think about that. So it's being proactive, not waiting for the person to reach out to you, but to connect with others. Create, connect, contribute. How can I contribute today? How can I contribute to the world? Not, you know, hey, maybe it's making a $20 donation. Sure, that's awesome. We need that for sure. How can I contribute? How can I make somebody feel better? How can I make somebody smile? How can I help somebody feel better about themselves and support them? Or maybe give of myself in a way that is sort of inconvenient for me, but will be helpful to others. I've heard it said that, you know, real generosity is often slightly inconvenient for us, right? It's giving of ourselves in a way that puts ourselves out, takes time away from our day to give to others. And it's not always in the form of just giving, but contributing to the world, offering, gosh, a high five to somebody. You're doing it. You're awesome. You're inspiring me. Keep going. It's not easy being out there. You know, I put myself out there every single day and I love doing it because it fuels me. Every once in a while, it really helps to get the high five out there from somebody. You know, I hear you. I hear you. Boy, are those three fantastic words. I hear what you're saying. Yes. Yes. Keep going. Keep leaning in. You're awesome. Again, we don't have to seek it every single day, but when we get it, it's like this boost, an injection of inspiration from somebody else. How are you going to create, connect, and contribute today? How are you going to show up and shine? Can you break it down? Three small things. And you know what? If you can't think about it at the beginning of the day by listing those three great things, and when I list those things out, oftentimes those aren't the three things that at the end of the day I said were great. So at the beginning of the day, you're saying, how am I going to make today great? Or how am I going to shine today? At the end of the day, you're going to look back and you're going to say, how did I shine? Well, oftentimes for me, it's not the same because stuff comes up. Life is spontaneous, the spontaneous arising of opportunities to step in and experience your life. We don't know what's going to happen in the next moment. But when we're open and available to shining, it's amazing what happens. So be available to shine. Allow yourself to be surprised at how you shine. And you're going to start to notice these moments and you'll smile. I do. It's like, ah, here's a moment. This is how I'm going to shine. This is how I'm going to show up. I'm going to lean in. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to create, contribute, connect with this person I never knew was going to come across my path today. Oh, life is such a wonderful exploration of experiences. So let's expand ourselves. Let's expand ourselves out of our definition of success and look at succeeding in so many different parameters. Life is short, guys. Life is too short to be just one step in front of the other in this tunnel vision way of comparing and competing. It gets so freaking boring. So let's expand and shine in so many ways. Tell me how you're shining. Tell me what you're finding out. Engage with me, social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I want to hear from you. Email, simple email. I answer them all. Kara@KaraBradley.net. Have a great day, everybody. Go out there and shine brightly. I can't wait to hear from you.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.